to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Yep.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Mayor Steer?
Yes. And Reverend Karen Hernandez, would you care to lead us in the invocation?
There's new faces since I was here, but you look all settled in and like you belong, right where you are.
I forgot which seat to go to.
Well, your name's on the front if you need some help with that.
Yeah, but I can't see it.
Will you pray with me? Loving God, CUNA isn't in the national or the international news, and for that, we're grateful. But we pray that as we pay attention to what's going on with our sisters and brothers worldwide, we'll pay attention more closely, too, to what's happening right here at home. God, as we hear about children of all ages starving, may we increase our commitment to make sure no one here goes hungry. As we hear about refugees and immigrants and those desperate for shelter, may we be all the more intent on ensuring that everyone here has a safe place to sleep at night. As we hear about communities that don't have safe water, let us recommit ourselves to providing for those in our community and to caring for the earth so that we don't run into problems like that going forward. God, we can't help all of your children all around the world. So instead, lead us to do the best we can and to always strive for better for your children who are right here among us. God, guide each of us and especially guide our leaders as they lead us into a future that cares for all. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed for discussion or a motion to approve?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. Would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Motion carries. Public hearings. We had a sign-in sheet for the public hearing to approve submission of two grants for Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation, and no one signed up on them. Is there anybody who wishes to testify on that public hearing? Okay, thank you. So we'll go ahead and open the public hearing for the consideration of the two grants for Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. Chris Ingalls.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Before you for your consideration are two projects. The reason that they are together is they're both applications for the Idaho Department of Parks and Rec for RTP grant. Both locations are on the west side of Bridge Street to complete that area. Project number one is behind Indian Creek School. Currently, it's a dirt path. I've talked with law enforcement, talked with fire, their proponents. The school also is looking at deeding that property over to us, so we would own that property. As part of that, there would be consideration for, sorry, I got a dry throat, consideration for a survey so that that could occur. In the budget on project number one, our match will actually be in kind. So it'll be equipment, The maintenance and fuel will be included in that in-kind, as well as labor. I worked with Bob and Bobby on establishing the price per hour of the equipment, and we worked out the staff amount of time, which employees would work on which portions, and that's how those amounts were determined. We'd be requesting on project number one, $19,700 in cash. Minimum match on these is 20%, so we would be matching at 42%. Any questions I can answer on project one?
Any questions?
I have one question. You mentioned the minimum match is 20%. Do are odds of receiving the grant better the more we contribute?
Yes, absolutely. And project number two, that's to rehabilitate the area at the end of Avenue E. As you'd see, it would include some trailhead parking, approximately 18 spaces that would have some landscaping in the area. It would include ADA accessible parking spots. And then it would have just a short connection to the existing greenbelt area. And then there's another segment that would go towards the north of it, and that would come off of right at the end of Avenue E where the sidewalk is, and then come down to the west. It does not include any of the center area. That would be a separate project. When we met with IDPR and our liaison, they let us know that we could do 5-foot strips on each side of the pathway included in the grant, but beyond that, we couldn't. I have communicated with both property owners, which are adjacent, which would be Enrique and Anna, as well as Mike Smith, and they are supportive of the project to kind of cure the blight. The funding on that, a little bit more of an expensive project. We'd be asking for $42,000 in cash. We'll equipment in kind, labor in kind, and then we'll be looking for some landscaping costs of $5,200 from them, as well as retrofitting of sprinklers and drip lines. And again, we'd match at 42%, asking for a 58% contribution. The land is UPRR, and we have an agreement with them that, and this fits into the use that's allowed in that agreement. I stand for any questions.
Questions? Is there any further comment from staff?
I'd be looking for a motion that approves the submission of the grant applications as presented, and a separate motion approving survey funds, or funds to survey the school property for quit claiming over to us.
Yes, I've got one question.
Sure.
Project one, we don't own that land yet. It's still in the school district until February.
Yes, sir.
Are we assured they will donate that land to us?
I'll go ahead and refer that over to Richard. He's been working with their attorney.
Council Member Cardoza, yes, I've been in communications with their attorney. Several months ago, I initiated contact with them on some type of arrangement, either a long-term easement or a quit claim of the property. The school district made a determination several weeks ago that they would prefer to quit claim it to the city. And so now we're at the point of, we just need the legal descriptions. There's a reservation in there for some irrigation we need to work on, but once that's done, I hope to be able to get that on to their agenda, the meeting in February. So we'll be doing our due diligence and speed to get that survey done and over to them for quit claiming it to the city.
I guess my question boils down to, can we make a resolution on money being spent on property we don't own?
Yes, for the survey. Yeah, because we would have to do that if we're acquiring it anyway. But that typically happens on the acquisition of property if there's pre-expenditure.
if we allocate this money and the school decides to change your mind, would the funds go back to the general fund contingency line? Or would it be set aside for something else?
John can answer that, but we would probably put that back into the general fund contingency.
Okay, it would go back to where it came out of. Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Further questions? Okay, I will close the public hearing portion of that consideration. And so the question is for approval of the grant and a separate question on the cost of the survey.
Mayor?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to move that we approve the submission for the two RTP grants through the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation to fund the needed infrastructure improvements as presented to us tonight.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
Okay. Mayor, I move that we approve the I move that we allocate funds out of the contingency general fund to perform the survey on the land being donated from the school district up to $2,500.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries. Thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't recognize the scouts we have in the audience. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing?
I'm Carter Bybee, and I need to go to a city council meeting for my citizenship in the community merit badge.
Very good.
I'm Carter Torres, and I'm here for the citizenship in the community merit badge.
I'm Noah Stewart, and I'm here with the Rustin Scouts to do the citizenship in the community badge, merit badge.
I'm Jacob Hessing, and I'm here for the same reason they are, the citizenship and the community badge.
I'm Ryan Turner, and I'm here for the citizen and the community badge.
I'm here for the citizenship and the community and the communication merit badge. My name is Jesse Evans.
My name is Ryan for the same reason.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Business items. 7A, consideration to approve 15-05-LLA, lot line adjustment for P&F development. Trevor Kessler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, good evening. For the record, Trevor Kessler, Planner 2, CUNA Planning and Zoning. I'll just be very brief with this. This is a very simple, straightforward application for a lot line adjustment on two existing lots within the Mineral Springs subdivision. The applicant wishes to move the lot line approximately 8 feet on lot 9, creating a larger building lot on lot 10 for future construction of a residence. So as it states in the staff report, the City Council is the decision-making body. This is a public meeting, so it was not noticed publicly. I will stand for any questions you have for me.
Okay, questions?
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
I move that we approve lot line adjustment 15-05-LLA.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve lot line adjustment 15-05-LLA. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 7B, consideration to approve resolution 04-2016, adopting amendments to the City of Kuna Comprehensive Plan. Wendy Howell.
This is just the formality of adopting the comprehensive plan that was approved August 18th, I believe.
Okay, question for Wendy.
If I could, Mayor.
Yes.
Did we not adopt this in August of 15?
Yes. August 18th.
What are we doing now if we adopt it in August?
Idaho code requires you to have a resolution in order for it to be completed, finalized, and formally adopted.
Even though it was adopted in August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Further questions?
Move we approve resolution number R04-2016.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution R04-2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. 7C, consideration to approve resolution R05-2016. Naming the W. Greg Nelson Greenbelt. Richard Groats.
Thank you, Mayor. I've included a memo that's self-explanatory. I will stand for any questions.
Mayor, I had a question.
Yes.
Are we doing any type of signage or anything for this that we need to approve funds for? Anybody, I don't know if we've discussed that or not.
Was the stone part of this?
There's been no money allocated for it.
Do we know where we're at with that?
Martin?
Bobby Withrow, City of Kuna. Mayor, Council, if we want to do the rock this year, we'll have to take it out of contingency fund. I don't have a number for it, but I can get that for you as soon as possible.
I'll just do that at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mayor, I move that we accept resolution R05-2016.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adopt resolution R05-2016, naming the W. Greg Nelson Greenbelt. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 7D, consideration to approve resolution R06-2016, adopting the personnel manual. Richard Groats.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Groats. Before you is the final version of the personnel manual. There's been some discussions regarding 18.1, so my request is that we pull 18.1 from consideration and then pass the the resolution for the personnel manual. Then we'll continue to work on 18.1 and then what was 18.2, the uniform policy, and bring those before you at a later date. I will stand for questions.
Questions for Richard? Comments? Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody good to go? Richard? And Mayor, I move we accept ordinance or approve ordinance. Where am I on my way ahead now?
Resolution.
Yeah.
R6 2016,
removing 18.1 from the published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adopt resolution R06-2016, removing 18.1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinances, item 8A. First reading of ordinance 2016-01. Idaho State Land Department lands and Blevins Annexation. Troy?
Troy is not here.
Oh, Troy's not here.
It's just a formality.
Okay. So this is an ordinance annexing certain real property to WIP parcel number S142731480 and parcel number S1427325560, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of Cuna, to the City of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date. This is something that we can go ahead and put on the fast track, so.
I move we waive three readings for ordinance number 2016-01.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. You can just do that by motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2016-01.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-01. That one also be done by roll, or can we just do it by motion?
Motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2016-01.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of the ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And upon publication becomes law. 8B, first reading of ordinance 2016-02, Heimbach Annexation. Is this another procedural item? An ordinance annexing certain real property to WIP parcel number S142811100, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of Cuna, to the City of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three reading. Oh, you have a question?
I have one question. Wendy, we're bringing these in under agricultural. Are they agricultural with the county right now?
I believe they are, yes.
So we're not changing the destination of the...
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
I move we waive three readings for ordinance number 2016-02.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2016-02. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve ordinance number 2016-02.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-02. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2016-02.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-02. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries, and upon publication becomes law. Item 8C, first reading of ordinance 2016-03, Falcon Crest LLC Annexation. Same situation here?
Yes.
An ordinance annexing certain real property to WIP parcel number S142233600, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of Cuna, to the City of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property and directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I move we approve, we waive three readings for ordinance number 2016-03.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2016-03. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Mayor, I'm sorry, I had a quick question.
Okay.
This kind of goes back to the same thing Richard just asked. Isn't Falcon Crest already a golf course?
A portion of it is.
Is that portion in here?
The larger portion is not. However, they are planning to annex that portion into the city.
So this is separate?
Coming real soon.
This is separate from the golf?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm good.
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, you've got the turf farm, which is on the southwest corner of that intersection. And then you'll note that there's 40 acres out of the northeast corner of that intersection, all of which is being farmed in one form or another, both the second, the B parcel and the C parcel are all farmed.
Okay, great, thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
Wendy, are these adjoining lands in our comp plan as agricultural?
I don't recall, to be honest with you. I think it's medium density.
It's what?
Medium density, but the plan is for them to develop it. Their plan is that it will be developed.
Can, Richard, can we pass a resolution to annex those agricultural if our comp plan has a different designation?
I'm not sure what the designation is. We should be consistent to answer your question.
Yes.
Bring those in one thing more.
It depends too if it's adjacent to an app. It's a general plan. It's not absolute.
Those two corners are pretty major. I would have thought that they would have been commercial. Cloverdale and Kenner Road, all four corners.
Need the Jeopardy thing going. Give me a second, I'll run back to the office. It's not coming up on the website quickly.
You want to table this, Mayor, or you want to proceed with the next
It'll
item?
It'll seriously only take me 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be fine if you want.
I got a funny feeling those may be commercial corners on Cloverdale and Kenner Road.
Okay, so we're going to skip item C until we get that information. So item D, first reading of ordinance 2016-04, employee background check amendment. Richard Rhodes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, for the record, Richard Rhodes.
There is a memo attached that explains what I'm doing here, so I will stand for any questions. There is a red line version and then the clean version for your review.
Questions for Richard?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
I just have one question. What is the city's policy going to be if somebody applies that has a pretty, I don't want to say substantial criminal record, but how does that, I guess I'm more concerned about the review process. Is that something that will just be handled by HR, Or is, I'm just wondering if somebody, I mean, and I don't know how we would hire somebody with multiple felonies, that type of thing, but if we wanted to hire somebody with that type of stuff, is that something that would have to be brought through council to get approval for something that might be considered a, I guess I don't know how to say it, but I'm just concerned. I mean, at some point, there's going to be a gray area of whether or not somebody should be hired or not based on their based on their criminal background.
That's so, perfect timing, Pat. You know, the Old West and the gunslinger stuff and criminal
that
history.
That was appropriate music for that question.
Don't even think about it. So the access to the criminal histories is pretty limited. You have to sign an agreement with the state on, number one, receipt of those, how you handle them, and how you destroy them, and that information that is disseminated. So post review, there would be a general discussion with the supervisor or director to the problems that come up in that criminal history background, and then a decision made on if that candidate should go forward or if that should end it, and then follow that procedure there. City Council, I guess, if you wanted to come in an executive session to approve something, but I think that the directors and supervisors would be making most of those decisions after consultation and review.
Well, I would assume it would be common sense, I mean, of what
yeah,
you find.
I
would be something, it is something that something like that, that any hire does get approved by the mayor. So
right.
he you can't hire somebody without the mayor knowing, pretty much, is without him seeing.
Right.
Okay, then he can make that call for me, so.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Thank you.
Richard, before you leave, 6.12, after review by the authorized city employees, should that be more specific as to who has the authority to review? Does that give a lot of latitude in this?
I can actually answer that. In our agreement with ISP and BCI, in order to do federal background checks, we actually have to provide them with the list of who's authorized to review those. And it only includes those that have two hands on those documents. We sign an agreement with them and we go through an audit process each year for that. So right now, the only ones that are allowed by them are the city attorney, Richard Rhodes, myself, because I do the licensing for the clerk's office, and for John Marsh, because he does handle personnel documents.
I guess my question is, should those positions be named out rather than authorized city employees? Should it be more explicit? Given the privacy of what's being conducted.
I can certainly make that amendment. To that?
It's up to the council. I just think that it would be a little more in keeping with the privacy if we specifically named the positions that would have the authority to review those.
Okay.
Anyone else's thoughts on that?
I'm all right. I mean, that. I'm all right with that. I mean, if that's not too much of a detriment or too difficult to do, I think it would give assurance.
Yeah, so. I mean, their auditing is pretty extensive and the agreement is pretty extensive, so we know who can look at it, but I can certainly put it in here so it's clear to anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Okay.
I'm all right with it.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, so we want to.
You guys,
everybody else, good with that?
Yes.
We want to have that change made and then bring this back, or
If you'll just approve it with that change, then okay. I'll make the change and we'll sign it. Thank you.
I move move we waive three readings of ordinance 2016-04.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2016-04. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve ordinance 2016-04 with the change noted.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the ordinance with the changes noted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2016-04.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of the ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries and upon publication becomes law. Are we ready with item C again? Any questions?
Yes. This particular portion is zoned, or excuse me, designated as agricultural. The next phase will have a different designation. Okay. So it's consistent.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion to waive the three readings and a second on that. Does that still stand?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2016-03.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-03. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2016-03.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-03. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries and upon publication becomes law. Item 8E, first reading of ordinance 2016-05, repealing CUNA City Code 1-1-8. Richard Roats.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Richard Roats. There is a memo attached that explains the what I'm asking for here. 181 essentially is inconsistent with state law for bidding, so I ask that it be repealed and we just follow state law. I'll stand for any questions.
Questions for Richard?
Quick question, Richard. This money comes out of a line item that's already been budgeted. In the past, we had to okay anything over $5,000, even though it's a line item budgeted in that line item. In the budget process, we budget each line item mm-hmm. a certain amount of money. That money is already there. It shouldn't have to be brought before us, should it, John, if it's already been allocated in that line item, regardless if it's $5,000 or $25,000?
Yeah, this isn't making expenditures from the budget. This is actually, if there's a budgeted item at this point in time, if it's $5,001, we're supposed to take that out for public bid.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Just what, for a bid item.
Just
okay.
For a bid. What this is doing is bringing it up to consistency with state law, which is the $25,000 now.
Okay.
Probably a big savings to the city on not having to submit all these $5,001 plus for.
So Gordon's trying to keep from cutting down trees, is he?
Exactly.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
No. Move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-05.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2016-05. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2016-05.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-05. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2016-05.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of 2016-05. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries and upon publication becomes law. Mayor Council discussion items. So I will be meeting with, we finally have a meeting with Tim Gordon tomorrow to discuss pricing on this city hall, and I'm hoping to have a package together by the next meeting that includes costs on the 4th Street gym as a city hall, a new city hall, and this building as a city hall for council to review. Park impact fees, those numbers have been put together and will be presented to the Park Impact Fee Committee. Once they've made some recommendations, council will be updated on their recommendations. If any council members would like to go to any of those committee meetings, you're certainly welcome to. If we have several of us there, we need to make sure that Chris knows so that we can get that advertised as such. So if you do plan on attending, if you would just let Chris know, we'll get you a schedule as to when they are, and then she can make any necessary adjustments for that. January 29th, the Idaho Air National Guard is dedicating one of their A-10s to the city of Cuna. It will be known as the Pride of the City of Cuna, and we'll have a falcon on the nose art. So that's exciting news. They're doing those for most of the cities, but ours will be the best, of course. And these are actually in-service planes that that they use every day. So,
can we get a flyover?
I wanted them just to donate it, and I could drive it to work. I doubt that they're going to let me leave with it. So. Anyway, that's kind of all I have for tonight. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. Things are moving right along, and as I said before, my door is always open, so input from council and any questions you have, please don't hesitate to stop by.
Mayor?
Yes?
Now that we passed the personnel manual, does staff need any direction on how we want to do our vacation? Yeah, do you want to wait? Or?
Yeah, I think we'll just go with, meet with the directors and let them come up with a plan on departmental policies and that. If you have any specific direction you would like them to go right away, I guess you could mention that now.
What I was thinking was that I would like to go after the big numbers before we go after the little numbers. And what I mean by that is, if we're, you know, let's, I think we talked about doing a 5-year payoff. So I was thinking to see what the number would be to get everybody down to 400 hours that are, who are over 400 hours, and see what that would cost us. I just would like to go after what's going to create the most liability first, and I would take into consideration what the pay rate is too, and go after those first is what I would like to see.
Okay.
And vacation only is good with me. We can deal comp later or whatever if there's a plan to do that.
Okay, we can do that.
I don't know if everybody's all right with that or if anybody else has any other ideas.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I think we need to get to that point.
So. And just see what those look like and we can go from there.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anything further?
And I move that we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
I love that you declare it, so.